not go back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in when we watch that fall. Black goats, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top. Here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL, okay, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need that. Fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, just me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Mean the way it came, same color as my sock. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clacking, how we be vibe. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good, y'all? This is your girl, just getting you tuned into the OE for the Major Today Airways. And we will get into the problem as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. So, got a bit of bad news. And I normally don't give you bad news that much on this show. And I don't know how I lost where I was. So, we lost an R&B legend. His name is Dion Estes. And if you know, for those who are familiar with the group, dang, what is they? Well, I'm going to tell y'all who Dion is for those who, y'all know who the old school people, the young cats don't know, but the old school people know who he is. Because Soul Tracks posted, R.P. to Heaven Help Me, singer and bassist Supreme, Dion Estes, says, as the 1980s turned into the 90s, There wasn't a cooler, smoother nighttime jam than Heaven Help Me. The cross the board smash for singer and bass player extraordinaire, Deion Estes. Tonight, we sadly inform Soul Truckers that Mr. Estes has died at the age of 65. In Detroit, born Estes studied bass guitar under the tutelage of perhaps the greatest R&B bassist of all time, Motown's James Jamerson. And while still a teen, Estes created his own band, and his reputation grew, allowing him to land major gigs as the warm-up act for such artists as The Whispers and the Brothers Johnson. From there, Estes was recruited by famed R&B and dance band Brainstorm, with whom he recorded 2 albums and toured for several years. It says, with his star rising as a bass player, Estes moved to Europe and became part of the touring band for Wham. He formed a friendship with group leader George Michael and continued that relationship after Wham split up, joining Michael's band and touring the world in support of Michael's seminal album, Faith. But Estes' biggest moment in the sun came in 1989, when he released his solo debut album, Spell. George Michael's participation in the project gave it immediate notice. But it was the smooth, soulful jam, Heaven Help Me, co-written with Michael, took the world by storm, hitting the top 10 in several countries. Estes showed himself to have a gentle tenor voice that wrapped itself beautifully around the song, making it an instant classic. Spell was Estes' only major solo project as he moved again to his role as a bassist of choice for artists ranging from Aaron Neville to Hall & Oates to Tina Turner. He relocated back to America, where he continued to work with other artists and also toured mid-sized clubs in his own act for several years. While some in R&B media was touched with Estes over the past couple of decades, his impact both as a supporting artist and a frontman was secure. We say a sad goodbye to this talented artist. And this is his song, I'm sorry about that, y'all. Mr. Deion Estes' song, Heaven Help Me. And if you like it, you go check it out. He's on Spotify. The only album he ever did is on Spotify. One of these days, I think I'm going to give you a whole show with just his music. And like they said, Heaven Help Me with the top 10 hits on the radio. We send out our condolences to the family. May he rest in peace and forever live in our hearts as a legend. Yep. So go look up Deion Estes. He spells it E. His last name is spelled E-S-T-U-S. That's E-S-T-U-S. That's how you spell his last name. Go look him up. Learn more about him. Go check out his music on Spotify. You know, keep streaming it, you know. Keep streaming it. Maybe your first time ever listening to his old album. You might remember his song. So just keep showing him some love, even though he's no longer here with us. We're losing a lot of our legends in music. And the sad part is, even though we're losing a lot of people in music, is that a lot of people don't know who these artists are. This is why you need to know your musical history. No matter what genre you're in, you need to know your musical history in that genre. So, I'm going to tell you who got some new albums out. Don't you may want to go check out. Incognito is one. Incognito is, I think, jazz. I think they're R&B and jazz. I think Incognito is R&B and jazz. Who else has new music? Earth, Wind & Fire has new music with R&B artist Lucky Day. You can go check that out. Wait a minute, how am I thought I'm so sure. Okay, so okay. Another artist is another artist who has an album coming out is Wade C. Long. It's called Longitude Part 2. It's already out. It's already out. It came out on the 1st. And Toni Braxton reissued her Libra album, and it came out on the 1st. Let's see who else. JoJo dropped an album, and that came out on the 1st. Daptones, what's her name? She passed away. And I saw her perform because she was I can't think of her name, but she had passed away. And that was her band. They were called the Daptones. I think it was Shirley Jones or something. I can't remember her name. And yeah, that was her band. So they came out with music. So they dropped the Ultimate Aaliyah that came out already. MF Robots, I don't know who that is. Never heard of them. But I'm sure they got some good music. Serion. S-C-E-R-R-O-N-E. Cornell C.C. Carter, Next Life. Tony Hightower, Legacy. Jonathan McReynolds and Molly Music did drop an album. And it's called Live in L.A. And I think they're on tour right now promoting that. John Baptiste. We Are, that's the name of the album. Nora Jones. I haven't heard Nora Jones' name years. She just dropped the Christmas. She's dropping the Christmas album on the 15th. Grace Kennedy, her album called Desire, is dropping on the 15th. Elijah Baker, he's dropping an album. Doesn't say when, it just says October, and it's called A Mother Funker. And Mary Cross is dropping an album called Love Project. So, in November, Gladys Knight and the Pips are dropping music, and it's called The Max Singles. Gregory Porter is dropping music in November, and it's called, the album is called Still Rising. Oh, my boy Alan Stone. If you don't know who Alan Stone is, I'm going to play his song so you know who he is. And the album is called Apart. Incognito, Always There. That's not dropping until November 19th. It's a compilation album. Stone Paxton is dropped. It just says fall. It doesn't have a date. But the album is called Kunlalini Awakening. Yes, Kunlalini. Silk Sonic is dropping another project in January. And Diana Ross is dropping a project called Thank You. And you know who revived Diana Ross's career? The LGBTQ plus community revived Diana Ross's career. Yep. As they use her music, especially the song I'm Coming Out. They use that song. And a lot of drag queens perform Diana Ross's music during their drag shows. And this is how they revived her career. So, I forgot what song she did. One of her songs that they used. And she, and I think a DJ, we did it as a dance to one of her songs. The DJ took it, and we did it as a dance tune. I think that's how her career got revived, resurged. Here's some more stuff to come out later this year. We have Bashiri Assad. The album is called The Everyday Soul Singer. Paula Ralph Burkett, Something Better. Wayne Brady. I love me some Wayne Brady. Ty Causey. I like Ty Causey. If you don't know who he is, if you heard me play a song called Just Another Love Affair, that's him. The Family Stand. Wait a minute. The Family Stand. That name sounds familiar. And they're coming out with new music. The Force and D's. Legends are coming out with an album called Continuing the Legacy. Family Stand's album is called Evolve. Isma, or M-A, I think it's Isma. I don't know how to, if I'm saying your name wrong, I'm sorry. And the album is called Superhuman. Kanta Lang, Beautiful Dreams, Kenya. I like Kenya. Her next project is called She. Maxwell finally is dropping Midsummer Nights. Monica is dropping a new music called Chapter 38. Wendy Moten, and this is a lady who was on The Voice. Her album was called As. Najee is a jazz artist who I love. There's no title or to the album or when it's being released. James Biscuit Rouse, The Buddy Miles Project. Evan Silva, Behind the Street. Heidi Tan, Usher Confessions 2. Lindsey Webster, Jennifer Young, Short, Dark, and Handsome. Zoe and Cy Smith. I don't know if that's they're doing the album together or if it's just a single called Until We Meet Again. I love me some Cy Smith. I like Zoe. And I got to look this up, The Family Stand. Got to look that because I know their music and their most popular song. I know it, but it's just that so we have some album reviews on here. Oh. Okay, my boy Stokely has a new album called Sankofa. And my boy Anthony Hamilton, his new album is called Love is the New Black. Stacey Adesaw dropped some. So, Stacey Adesaw, The Cotillion Years, from when she started in 79 to 1985. So, if you know her song, Let Me Be Your Angel, I was about to sing, but my voice said, no, don't go there. After Seven has new music. And this is a review on their new album called Unfinished Business, Cool in the Game. Has new music, Legends in the Game, and it's called Perfect Union. Denise Williams. Her album is free, called Free, but it's when it's, I guess, the re-recordings or of her songs from when she was on Columbia/Art Recordings from 1977 to 1988. Because I think she stopped singing R&B, went into singing gospel. Kanye Doss got new music. I know who that is, and I like her music. Those Colored Glasses. Oh, Tower of Power. You know I love me some Tower of Power. You're still a young man, baby. Don't waste your time. So Tower Power is 50 years of funk and soul live at the Fox Theater. Those are some legends too. And this was dropped in 2020. It says the Essential Jones Girls. Confunction. Evan the Champagne King. So I think what record labels are doing or the artists are doing is re-releasing songs they did years ago. So a lot of times when you go to your streaming platform and you see it say remastered, a lot of the artists are re-releasing songs they already did. So, and I see a lot of the legends are re-releasing music. And let's see what they say about Anthony Hamilton's album. I love me some Anthony Hamilton. It says, Anthony Hamilton, Love is the New Black. Back in the day, Black Power. Give me five on the black hand side. Always bet on black. Is a little sense of the color black is created by the complete absence of light or the true absorption of all shades. It represents soul malignity, sophistication, or literal all-encompassing darkness. But for the people residing within its varying hues, blackness signifies all that is meaningful, fly, and pertinent. Lit culture and way of life. The rich contrast of black life and the layers of emotion in between are what Anthony Hamilton is exploring throughout his seventh studio album, Love is the New Black. In the post-pandemic era that we now live in, some artists have used its abnormal reality as an abstract muse or reason to expand their repertoire into unseen territory of styles. Fortunately, the Charlotte, NC native gospel flex prune does neither. Instead, Hamilton returns with familiar collaborators, Ninth Wonder, Jermaine Dupri, James Poser, and his signature Southern grit and lyrics, planting those winning elements 10 toes down into contemporarily rendered yet unabashedly influenced 1970s era soul. Sometimes those aspects are shimmering and glossy, such as the awestruck serenading old White Hennessy, the buoyant Curtis Mayfield channeling title track in Real Love, a boom-bap heavy groove with a mellow half-spoken and half-sung tribute to the emotion with FL's Rick Ross anchoring the bridge. His Generation X roots are also in display on the bass-dropping Ice Flossing I'm Ready with ATL's own Lil Jon. While black can be super fly and sensual for a night on the town, it can also translate to moments of sorrow. Also explore with just as much earnest and angst his first two, the forcefully conveyed, yet fragile, you made a fool of me, recalls Lenny Williams, because I love you. And his tortured refrain in the J.D. produced I Thought We Were In Love, throws like a sore limb, while interpolating the blue notes. I miss you as Anthony laments what used to be, and now things start to change, started acting real strange. What more can I do? I gave you everything. Threw it all away. It's also rueful, yet resolved, and leaving what once was behind and anticipating what will be once they're finally apart. Feeling high, what's come over me, I won't come down to fuel your insecurities. I let you take my joy before, now moving on and not looking back no more. The mark of a true artist means to expound on what listeners are accustomed to while also mixing it up and stretching beyond those limits. Pillows is brimmed with self-contempt at the gym he tossed away, and I'm sorry recalls another love he took for granted and pushed to the edge of no return. My friends tried to tell me to stop fooling around, that they saw you crying on the other side, but never once did I take out the time to see what you needed from me. Hamilton has even minted a new standard duetting with an elegantly understated Jennifer Hudson on the melodic and melancholy cover of the Carpenters' Turn Luther Vandross classic Superstar. Come back to me, baby. I left the door open for you, baby. Whether he's bemoaning a hometown's decline, say, pleading for grace, mercy, or just promising to make it right again, coming home. Annie Hamilton's latest is as cool, captivated, and charismatic as the hues he's paying tribute to. Love isn't always easy undertaking, but exploring its depths and elevations with his tender, the roadie draw makes it worth this ride. Enthusiastically recommended. So the songs on the albums, the title track is Love Is in Black, Throw It All Away, Real Love featuring Rick Ross, I Read It featuring Lil Jon, White Hennessy, Coming Home, You Made a Fool of Me, I Thought We Were in Love, Superstar Pillows, I'm Sorry, Mercy, Safe, and Mama Don't Cry. That's all the songs. It's 14 songs on the album. And I think I mentioned this before, that I miss how back in the day when you got a CD from an artist, it would be, let's say, the most 12 tracks, but there'll be that one extra track, which was a bonus track. Like 12 tracks, but it'll be that one bonus track. And they give you that bonus track. Or what they would do is, it'd be, let's say, the single the artist dropped had a remix to it. The bonus track would be the remix track. I remember, I think it was Mary, I'm not sure, who said when she dropped, I don't know if it was from her first album or her second one, one of her albums, she was like, yeah, it was a song she did, she was like, one song had a bunch of remixes with different artists on the remix. So like you, like the one she have dropped, say it's Marion LL, that's the one she drops, right? And then you buy the CD single and you get Mary, let's just say Mary and Luda on the same song, or Mary and some other rapper, but they're on the same, it's a remix of the same song, but just with different.
We have 11 a.m. pickup.
Okay. Sorry about the little interruption, y'all. Y'all heard my mama voice. She came in the studio. But, yeah. And I miss those days in music. And it was a bonus track. And when you looked at, when you brought the album, you didn't see it wasn't listed on there. It was there. Because I remember when Sony, and for those who are millennials, not millennials, I don't know what, well, for those who were born in the 70s but raised in the 80s, if you remember, I think this came out, Sony had the 4-disc CD player, not the 4-disc, the 24-disc CD player. When Sony came out with that, the 24-disc, either Sony or Pioneer came out with the 24-disc player where you can put 24 CDs in the player and you start from one, and it'll, once one ends, it goes right into the second CD and it goes all the way till it hits 24 or until you turn it off. And my parents got one of those. And I remember, I can't remember the artist, but I remember putting a CD in, and you know the CD player reads how many tracks is on the CD, and I remember, I think the CD was supposed to have 12. It was supposed to be 12 tracks. But then when I looked at the CD, now, when I looked at the screens where I read how many songs was on the CD, it looked like it said 15, so it was 3 extra tracks. On even though it's even though it said 12 tracks, it was 3 bonus songs. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I love, when CDs have that bonus song on there. And it's always a song that's never released. Like, the CD put the bonus song, but it was never released. Because when you look up the album, back then we didn't have the internet, so you couldn't look up the album to see exactly how many tracks were supposed to be on that album, because, we didn't have internet back then. But now when you look up the albums, even the ones that have the bonus tracks, those bonus tracks are not mentioned. When you look it up, now that we have the internet, them bonus songs ain't mentioned. And this is what I love, that artists did that. I wish artists brought that back. Like, if a label told you, nah, we like that song, but nah, that's not going to be a single. You're not going to add it to the album as a single. Or, we like it, but let's put it on your next album. But if you put it on the album but as a bonus track, And the only way to hear it is you got to play the whole album through. You can't just skip all the songs and just go straight to the bonus track. I think they did that with cassette tapes too, not just CDs, but cassette tapes too was the bonus track. What is the dang group? Solo, right? Solo, I think, first album, I think it was about maybe 10, 12 tracks, but one of the tracks had 2 songs in one. Solo did Sam Cooke's The Change Is Gonna Come. And that was the last song on the CD. And after A Change Is Gonna Come played, or either the other song played first, or Change Is Gonna Come played first. I can't remember which way it played first. If A Change Is Gonna Come played first, or... But it was 2 songs in one. And so you hear Change Is Gonna Come, and it gets to the end, and all of a sudden, another song starts playing. It's like, I'm like, wow. I'm gonna take a musical break right here, because I told y'all, I'm gonna let y'all know who Alan Stone is. And this is a song that got me liking Alan Stone. Unaware. Here we go.
Deficit grows. push it in me farther. Push, pull, tear. I can't stretch it in me farther. Push, pull, tear. I can't stretch it in me farther. Push, pull.
Okay, sorry about that, y'all. Had a mishap. Had to stop playing the song. Well, I'm going to play that Alan Stone for you again. Cause every day is every secret. Boom, 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 boom. You spend more than you own. I've always said to me. I'm going to get that back on. Because I didn't mean for that to mess up like that on y'all. But that is Alan Stone on a whale. We won't play it again, Sam. So, here we go. Okay, I'm sorry about that. For some reason, I'm like, oh, the song was playing, but I don't hear nothing. And I don't know if you hear anything. So, let's try this again. You say that you care, that I'm on the way.
Playing from GWTC 116.2.
Sorry for the background noise. Now, I really want you to enjoy this song, all these little mishaps with playing this song. We're going to get this song on for real for y'all. And y'all going to enjoy this song by Alan Stone. Here we go.
Authority, hey, I cry. You it any farther. Push, pull, tear, we can't stretch it any farther. Push, pull, tear, we can't stretch it any farther. Push, pull, tear. Every day the taxes increase. So is this our land or is this our lease? And Papa said, son, it's the land of the free. Well, as he broke his back trying to make ends meet.
All right, y'all, that is Alan Stone's on the web. That's who Alan Stone is. And he's dropping new music next month. Love some Alan Stone. And Alan Stone's a white boy. I can sing. And I don't give too many people, you know how you see, in our culture, the black, in our culture, black culture, when a person can really sing, we don't say, oh, he or she can sing. We say they can sing. We put the A in it. We take the I out and put the A. So, from coming from me, I'm taking that I out and putting the A in for Alan Stone because he can sing. Yep. And, What else did I want to share with y'all? I'm trying to remember her name because I don't want to share info about somebody and I don't know their name. Look it up, the artist I want to mention to y'all right now. So remember the group Little Mix? That's the group Kelly Rowland started when she was doing, that she put together when she was doing The Voice in the UK. And Jessie Nelson, one of the members, she left the group. Now she's doing her solo thing, but she's being called out for blackfishing. And I know that some of y'all might be like, what the hell is blackfishing? Blackfishing is somebody of another race trying to be black. Because if you see her new music video with Nicki Minaj, like, if you Google her name, Jessie Nelson, you will see a picture of her where she's pale white. I mean, pale white. And now her skin is dark. She got that orangey glow to her skin because she's tanning her skin. And you probably heard a lot of black people say this. They want to be like us but don't want to go through our struggle. Now, her response to them saying she's blackfishing is, she said, I was playing a homage to the era of the 90s in music. That's my favorite era. That's what I was paying homage to in the video, whatever. Right? Even her bandmates called her out. There's a guy on TikTok who's a fan, who's a super fan of the group Little Mix, and she DMs him and says all the stuff. And I'm gonna play the soundbite so y'all can hear it. That speaks on about Jessie Nelson blackfishing and all that with her. And so here we go.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Plus, by switching, you could even save $665. Fall. Only pay for what you need.
What's going on, Socialites? This is Now You Know. Now, child, who would have thought that Jessie Nelson leading Little Mix would bring up a whole slew of issues, which are not just blackfishing, and I bet you some of these things she didn't even see coming. But before we get into all this, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and make sure that you have your post notifications turned on so you never miss another upload. Now, let's get into this mess, because, child, it's a hot one. So, if you don't know who Little Mix is, they're a girl group who was formed by Kelly Rowland on the British series of The X Factor, but it includes Jade, Tierra, Lee, and the last member who left the group back in 2020, Jessie, who's been the center of a lot of conversation. So recently, Jessie actually claimed that she walked away from Little Mix due to her mental health because of things like receiving a lot of hate from fans who would comment on her weight in comparison with her other bandmates. Now, fast forward to a year later, and Sis is out here releasing new music, which includes Nicki Minaj and, in the video, a look from Diddy.
Easy, Jessie, Little Mix, whatever y'all calling yourselves these days.
Her look overall did change over the past 10 years that she was in the group, but this new look that Sis has social media and her former bandmate Leanne talking. So in this new song with Nicki Minaj and the cameo from Diddy, that's called Boys, despite it being her solo moment, she's been called out for blackfishing. So in the video, Jessie's clearly depicting black culture with things like her hair, her overly hip-hop style baggy clothes, her lips, just a lot of aesthetic that gave off black culture. Now the other thing that happened to have people calling her a blackfish was actually her skin tone. So as we said, over the past 10 years, her look has changed, but if we look from Jessie back in the day to what she looks like now, there's clearly something things that are different when it comes to her lighter skin tone back then and her new orange darker skin tone now. Now, after this video came out, a TikToker who's actually a self-proclaimed Little Mix superfan hopped on Instagram, dropping a private DM between him and Leanne, who is still in Little Mix, and that's when things started to go left. So the TikToker, again, on Instagram, posted a question asking if he should make a dance to the new song Boys, which again is Jesse and Nicki Minaj's new single. Now, the receipts that are dropping on social media are not looking good because it's looking as if Leanne actually responded to that video message saying, no, he says, OMG Leanne, I thought you were okay, to which she says, do a video about her being a blackfish instead. And he said, I'm low-key hurt, which she responds saying, she blocked us, cut us off, horrible person. Then he says, hold on, of course, because he's a Little Mix fan, and goes further into it saying, I have never listened to the newspaper or people online about the drama that goes on behind the scenes of the group. I wanted to ask you, but never felt it was my place, as I don't know you very well. I've supported Little Mix since I was 17 years old, and the band and the music has defined my entire adulthood. I'm a diehard Little Mix fan. Everyone knows it. Now, Leanne responds saying, no one knows anything. You're right not to trust the papers. This time, they were right. LOL, it's really sad. To which then he sent a couple different voice messages, and she responded at the end saying, it's up to you, babe. I'm just raging today. Now, this, of course, caused so much more drama because the man who put this out on Instagram actually then hopped on his TikTok page with a message directed at those who were calling the messages fake and even standing up for Jesse and calling out Leanne for sending the messages in the first place.
Well, I will say that I don't think that it's very appropriate for a member of Little Mix to message me after I posted a video dancing to the new Jessie Nelson song, saying that, you know, I should make a video about her being a blackfish instead. The way that I look at it is, if you're that concerned, rather than being shady about it and trying to get other people to do your dirty work, why don't you speak out on about it yourself? Like, you know, come on, you've made a documentary. Why don't you speak out? What's this compared to a documentary speaking? Why don't you speak out about it? It doesn't make any sense to me. You won't speak out about it because that would affect your opportunities, your brand deals, your movies, your music, your career. But you don't mind me taking the fall and potentially affecting my opportunities.
But it gets even worse than this. So after all of this went public, Jesse actually hopped on an Instagram Live with Nicki, and that's when things kind of took a turn for the worse in regards to Nicki's statements. She actually came for Leanne in defense of Jesse, calling out the DMs, which she kept referring to as texts, but this is what Nicki had to say about it.
Take some text messages and shove it up your... Because when you clown, I gotta treat you and talk to you like you a clown. Don't have to come out and try to ruin anyone. Let her have her, let her enjoy this time. If you was in this woman's group and you ain't talk about this for 10 years, and as soon as you see she got a video come out with Nicki Minaj and Puffy, now you sending the stations text messages and all this, print some text messages out. Bust your ass open and shove it up your mother.
Now, later on in the live, Jesse actually addressed the situation regarding people calling her out for her new look, both in the video and real life, claiming that she was not intending to hurt anyone's feelings in the black community, that she just wanted to pay respect to what seems the 90s hip-hop era.
To celebrate that, like, I just wanted to celebrate that era of music, because it's what I love. And, yeah, like, my intentions, I would never, ever to offend anyone. And generally, like, it actually does really hurt me that I may have offended people and actually, like, hurt people's feelings just by generally celebrating something that I love.
Now, before we go any further into this, let's pause right here really quickly, because one thing that's interesting is that she claimed that she had no clue that she was doing anything other than her normal life. She even referenced the fact that her father is the reason that she has naturally curly hair, and that once while on vacation with Little Mix, it was actually Leanne who asked her if she was mixed with black due to the amount of tan that she got while sitting on the beach. However, let's remember that Leanne was very vocal about the hate that she was receiving, being the only black member of the group.
My reality is feeling anxious before fan events and silence because I always feel like I'm the least favoured. My reality is constantly feeling like I have to work 10 times harder and longer to mark my place in the group because my talent alone isn't enough.
But Leanne didn't actually sit there. She actually did a documentary called Race, Pop, and Power where she talks about her personal struggles again, being the only black person in Little Mix, but also being a black British artist as a whole. Now, back to this Instagram Live. While Jesse was talking about how she didn't mean to offend anybody and claimed she didn't know what the issue was, she also addressed that Leanne and the other group members did have a conversation with her in regards to her blackfishing, saying this.
With two women of color for 9 years, and it was never brought up to me up until the last music video that I did with them, when she like messaged me and said, like, Jesse, I just want to make you aware that, like...
So it seems like she's very much aware of how she's been representing herself as a black bitch for quite some time. So Socialize, knowing all of this, what are your thoughts about the whole situation? Let us know in the comment section down below. As always, make sure you like us on Facebook, you're following us on Instagram, and you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, because now you know what's trending.
How to make an ice cream cake at home. Create a layer of ice cream sandwiches. Next, cover the sandwiches with a layer of whipped. Add a layer of chocolate.
So, that's the soundbite, and that soundbite came from Hollywood Unlocked. Yeah. And it's like, the more she, this is what, like I said before, they want to be like us, dress like us, talk like us, but they do not want to go through the struggle like we did. And, you know, I be on TikTok. This is another thing that, this is something that pisses me off. And I'm seeing these videos a lot on TikTok. A lot of white people are comfortable on TikTok video recording themselves saying the N-word. A white dude got called out for saying the N-word. Right? He was on live. Right? He was live with three women. I don't know if it was his live or one of the women's live, but he was on live with three women. And he used the word and kept saying it. And it wasn't so and the women would, you know how like when you're shocked about something, you have that shocked face, but none of them said anything to him that it was wrong for him to say that in the live. None of those women, one left alive, but the other two women stayed. And then towards the end of the video, that's when he says, oh, that him and the women said, oh, it shouldn't be used. That word shouldn't be used. The point is, you said it. And you said it with your whole chest. Right? And I seen these other videos pop up where white people are saying why we can't say, if y'all could say the word, why we can't say the word. Now I'm going to give y'all a lesson. The reason why us black people, not me, I don't, sometimes I'll say it, sometimes, you know, I won't, but I don't normally say it. It's not an instant thing that pops out my mouth. But the reason why white people can't say the N-word is because of slavery. That's what we were called by master and other white people during slavery. And we decided as black people to take the power from that word. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is to take the power from that word. If you don't respond to it, the word, when people say that word to you, it's going to lose its power. But I don't know who exactly decided to say, hey, let's say this word to ourselves, change it from the ER and put an A at the end. And we say it to ourselves, but as a term of endearment, a lot of white people are getting on here saying it with their whole chest, with the ER on the end. And then when they get called out, they want to backpedal. So as I was saying with this dude, his name is Sparky. And he's on TikTok, he said it. Videos, you know, I wouldn't say the video went viral, but through TikTok it did. And people are calling him out. And here come these women defending him. Well, if you would have watched the whole video and you would have heard him say, that word should not be used. Okay, he said it. The word shouldn't be used. But the fact still remains that he said it. Like, I can, let's just say, white people call Hispanics spics. Right? That's a derogatory word toward Hispanics. They call them spics. So, it is not okay to use that word when talking about Hispanics. It's not okay. And we don't, yes, we do, that's black people do call white people crackers. We call them colonizers. And they get offended because we call them, they get offended because we as a black people call them colonizers, crackers, they get offended. So if you're offended by us calling you that, we can't be offended when you say the N-word with the E-R. And it's been said a lot of times, you want to say it around the wrong person and get your ass whooped. And these ladies did not stop him from saying it because he said it more than once. I get it. If you're having a conversation and you're using it as to tell your story, not saying it's right that you should be saying it, but if you're using it to tell a story, then I get it. Because, you know, sometimes when telling a story, you want to tell it word for word, and sometimes the curses, because you know there were curses in there, but, you know, people want to keep it clean so they don't mention the curses, but it sound better with the curses in it. Well, all these women were coming out of the woodwork defending this man for saying the N-word. They're saying, well, if you watched the video to the end, you would have heard him saying that word is not a good word to use. Yeah, but why you didn't stop him from saying it or tell him it was wrong to say it right after he said it? Because they paused and then was like, no, you can't say that, da, 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 da. And there's a lot of people on TikTok being bold, white people being bold, saying the N-word, thinking that a black person is not going to see their video. Dummies, you post a video saying the N-word, even though I'm not following you, your video is going to come down my For You page, and I'm going to hear it, and then I'm going to, and other people of color, other black people is going to see it too, and they're going to call you out on it. Yep. Other black people is going to see it and call you out on it. And another thing they're doing, white people, they're not doing their research and they're saying that we're racist. Look up the definition of what a racist is. Black people is not that. Yep. Matter of fact, let me look it up. And I can tell you the definition. Come out of there. Now, here's the definition. The word is a noun. And it says, a racist, a person who shows or feels discrimination or prejudice against people of other races who believe, that a particular race is superior to another. Key word, superior to another. We were never superior to white people, so how the hell can black people be racist? Then here's the definition of it as an adjective. That's the definition as a noun. Now here's the definition of it as an adjective. It says, showing or feeling discrimination or prejudice against people of another race, against people of other races, or believing that a particular race is superior to another. Oh, it's the same thing, but it's the same, basically the same definition. Now, I saw a video today where a TikToker named Monty would have said, we can't be racist. Black people can be prejudiced, but we can't be racist. Because we were never superior over the white race. They have always been superior. I tell ya. I remember back in, I never knew this as a kid though, but I remember, I say my my teens, that they said that Mr. Softee's ice cream song was saying the N-word in it. That says, come on you and come buy for me, my name is Mr. Softee. You know, I don't want to believe that the ice cream truck song is a racist song. You know, as a kid, that's your thing. When the ice cream truck comes, you get you some ice cream. But then somebody tell you that the song that the ice cream truck plays is racist. Like, damn. Not to say, you know, the song may be racist. It ain't stopping people from buying damn ice cream, I tell you that much. Yep. But yeah, they gotta stop. Yep. Saying the N-word. And what's crazy is, I only use TikTok for business purposes, but what's crazy is when these people get called out, they report people's pages for hate speech or for bullying, and they, because the TikToker got his page banned because he called somebody out for using the N-word. He checked them about using the N-word, and they reported his page and got it banned. And he did nothing wrong. Well, reported one of his videos, not his, basically his, I reported his video to get him banned. He can't go live. Once the ban is over, he can go back to doing live videos and stuff. He can upload videos, but he can't go live. See? And I see these videos and I'm like, and someone said this, the reason why Texas made that abortion law is because Roland Martin said this, if we go digging his archives, he said this, by 2024, black people in this country who are the minorities will now be the majority by 2024, and white people are scared and don't want that to happen. And this is partly the reason why Texas made the abortion law. And that's another thing. The white women expected us, black women, to join in on the fight about the reduction. But what they don't understand is that they don't care we as black women get an abortion. They don't care. They want us to do that. They don't want us to keep populating. They don't. They don't want to be the minority and we be the majority. Yep, they don't want that. That's why the abortion law really don't affect us. It's, they're stopping you, the white woman, from killing babies that you know you can't afford to take care of. You ain't ready to be a parent. Trust me, I've seen it. And it's like, I've seen women, doesn't matter what race, I've seen women going to the clinic, you know, to get the, and people outside stopping them, telling them, hey, think about it. Don't do it. That's wrong. It's wrong to do it. And it's like, okay, you stop me. Okay, I'll stop. I won't do it. Who's gonna help me take care of this baby? Not you. But you told me to keep it. You told me Ms. Ron have the abortion to keep it. So you wanna help me see? And the thing is, what pissing me off is that this is men making decisions on a woman's reproductive system that they know nothing about. Because if you was to put an anatomical doll in front of a man and ask them where the woman's ovaries are and all that stuff, they wouldn't know. And they want, I'm not helping you. I'm sorry. Yes, it's wrong for a man to tell a woman what to do with her own goddamn body. But as a black woman, I'm not helping. I'm not joining in the fight with these white women. Because they were, when we needed them to join the fight with us, they wasn't there. They wasn't there to help. I was like, I'll let them handle it on their own. And that's exactly what we did. We handled it on our own. But now, comes to something that's going to affect them more than it is us. Okay. Sorry about that, y'all. Because as soon as we go to a clinic to go get an abortion, they're not stopping us. Black women die at a higher rate when having childbirth than white women. They treat you like shit. They treat black women like shit in the hospital. That's why they say any black woman who's pregnant, get your black doctor when you go into delivery. Because there have been women who had a doctor and the doctor did something and now the baby's born with a disability, has a disability now. Like I said, we're not joining in that fight. And there was some other white woman telling the white woman who was saying that we should be joining in that fight. the school and them talking about we ain't gotta join in that fight. And there were people in this, there were women in the Senate who agreed with this dumbass bill. Of course, they're women of age where they can't have kids anymore, but still and all. How is you as a woman agreeing to a bill like that where a man is saying what you could do with your body? Come on now. How are you agreeing with that? Yep. So, excuse me, y'all, because I'm going to cut out of here a little early tonight. I sure is going to cut out here early. And I will see you at the next show, which is the Indie Experience. You're nothing but the best in indie music. I'm going to say, oh, I'm over here yawning too. I'm going to say peace, one love. I appreciate you. Keep rocking with your girl on the road to start on radio. Okay, I see I have a caller from the 336 area code. So, I don't know who this caller is, but I appreciate you joining when I'm about to end the show. Yeah. But I'll stay for 5 more minutes. Because there's a TikTok is good for those who have a business, good to use for your business purposes. But in the personal, I say nah. Business-wise, yes. Personal, no. Because it's drama. There's drama on TikTok. You got women on TikTok helping a racist put a man behind bars, as they call it on TikTok. And mind you, these are black women helping a white woman who's a racist put a black man behind bars, all because, now get this, because he said he has a college degree, a PhD. I think he said he had a PhD. He never said what school he went to or whatever. They done hired these women plus the white women, hired an investigator to find out what school that he went to get this PhD from. Like, I've been to college several times, and I didn't graduate, but I still went to college, you know? But the thing is, and this woman, this white woman, who played a major part in it, is a scammer. Had charges of her own. And they looked this man up. Because, you know, you Google somebody's name, all the information will come up. So that this man was on parole and decided to call the cops, give them a false narrative for them to go, so they can go and arrest this man. All because having a college degree. Him saying he got a college degree. I don't care what kind of beef I have with somebody. I'm not hiring, wasting no money having no private detective to dig into their life just so I can have one up on them. No. That's dumb. That's a waste of time. This man sat in jail for a while and then was let go. And it was like, oh, I know what they said. They told police that he was wanted and that he's been, I think they told police that he's been traveling out of the country, traveling out of the state when he ain't supposed to be. And I'm like, wow. Y'all teamed up with a white woman, put a black man behind bars, and then when the truth started coming out, because, the evidence started dropping, all of them started to turn on each other. But no, y'all was all in cahoots to put this man behind bars. Now that the real evidence is coming out, y'all want to tell on each other. Yep. And the lady who started all of this is no longer on TikTok. Like, I get it. If I'm in a beef with somebody and then someone else knows, someone comes to me and say, oh, I know you have beef with so-and-so. I don't like so-and-so either. Let's team up. No. If me and the person don't get along, we just don't get along. I'm not teaming up with anybody, joining anybody's side just because we don't like the same person. No. Even if me and this person, me and the man they put behind bars had some issues, I would not join in cahoots with anybody to put this man behind bars for no reason or because of stuff he said through his TikTok. And what you gotta understand is you can get a college degree while in jail. You can get your high school, if you didn't finish high school, if you're in jail, you can get your high school diploma while you're in jail and get a college degree at the same time. Because they allow you to take courses, college courses, while you're in jail. Yep. If you didn't know that, you are allowed to take college courses while you're in jail. Why do you think that a lot of the people that get out have college degrees, but you got to make sure you pick a school that's accredited because even though you finished and you graduated and got your diploma, if you try to further your education, and if the school that you got this degree from is not accredited, other schools are not going to take your credits from that school. So it'll be like, it's like you got a degree that don't work. But yeah, TikTok is, like I said, I use it for business purposes only. It's too much drama like people are mass reporting people's videos just because they don't like the people and want to get their page shut down. I don't never go live, never really upload any videos of myself, but I do upload some stuff. So like I said, it's about time for me to say goodbye. And I appreciate that you tuned in as I was about to sign off. I stayed on a little bit longer. And I appreciate you stayed. Next show is the Indie Experience. We get nothing but the best in indie music. And let's see. That's at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think I might mix some indie with some old school. I think that's what I'm going to do. Mix some indie with some old school. So if you tune in, I might say that I'm in the genre hip-hop. So you'll hear some hip-hop from some new indie artists, as well as some old school hip-hop from some old school hip-hop artists like Big Daddy Kane, Queen Latifah, MC Light, mixed in with the indie. So I appreciate you. Peace. One love. Bye-bye now.